Right now, on the right side, we are at minus 2%. And when you come across at minus 2, minus 3%, we've had not only depressions, but massive unemployment. I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. Has a depression started? You're going to be surprised. Wait until you see the last chart I show you. Be sitting, well, you probably will be sitting down. You're going to want to see this because it's not just somebody telling you, it's somebody showing you. And I want you to know, I think I've said this before, but for new people, I'm not just somebody doing some research on the internet or running a business. I actually was a financial advisor. I had a Series 3 that was in commodities, options, and futures. Series 7, which was a financial advisor at AG Edwards, 6365. And then an accredited asset management specialist. I'm actually coming from the world of paper and stock. So I have a pretty good idea what's going on. And so I've decided it's enough's enough. It's about we, the people, understanding the truth of what's happening. Because they're not telling us. They're not giving us the information. This system is so rigged against us. They're hoping we won't know the truth, especially in a political year. They definitely don't want you knowing this information, but it's more about we, the people, being protected and preserving our assets. Why I would go to Cornerstone Asset Metals for gold and silver outside the system. You could even do it in your retirement accounts in a private depository. It's seamless. There's no real cost to it at all. It is a beautiful way to get outside intangible assets. The paper system is very dangerous right now. Stocks, bonds, annuities, they're not yours. Now, annuity is a contract loss, so I get that. But if the insurance company holding the annuity goes out, what happens to your contract? But the stocks, the currency in the banks, bonds, you don't own them. That's held in street name, which is really owned by the DTCC. We'll get a lot more into that later on. It's called the Great Taking, but it's really owned by the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements. And if you haven't seen the last program, go back and watch it. It's unbelievable because the BRICS with the Enbridge system has gone live and the BIS is right in the middle. And I would go back to see the Project Icebreaker video because that one will explain a little more what I'm saying. But this is about the M2 supply, the M2 money. M2 money is, there's a few of them, but the M2 money is what's considered currency, paper dollars and coins in the system. And they even include things like a checking account that's liquid and can be moved around quickly. Now, we've put 10 trillion new currency notes into the system since COVID. Unbelievable amount. Wait till you see this on the last chart. You'll understand what I mean. Now they have to take it away. So what the Federal Reserve does, they've been doing this since they were created. They put money into the financial system to kind of pick up the economy. And then they take the money out of the system when the economy gets too hot. Why do they do that? Because when they put too much money into the economy over a period of time, it creates inflation. And inflation is, of course, rising prices, goods and services. And that's why you used to be able to buy a house for $50,000. Now the average home is around $600,000. So inflation is not good, of course. They have a mandate supposed to keep inflation at 3%. Real inflation rate right now is 12%. That's going through the 1980s measurement of economic analysis for commodities and all goods and services. And the reason the government can't declare real inflation, how they measured in the 1980s when we actually were honest, if the government had to pay out to COLA, which is a cost of living adjustment to Social Security recipients, and other things like bonds and such, we wouldn't be able to do it. They couldn't afford it. So they cherry pick the numbers in the CPI, which is called the Consumer Price Index. They take items out that are too expensive. They put items in that are maybe falling in price, and they make the number look like what it is. So the mainstream financial media is telling you this is what inflation is. The government tells you this is what inflation is. It's just not true. And I guess what the new word is, gaslighting you. Real inflation is 12%. It had got as high as 18% in the first year of President Biden because of the trillions they put into the float. For programs, I'm not exactly sure where that money went. but it caused big time inflation. So let me show you what that means. So the M2 supply was expanded massively since COVID. Now, I do understand a little bit of it because they crushed the economy with all these weird, fake, unbelievable, no science backing mandates and shutting the system down. I really believe that was on purpose, by the way. And I think it's a trial run. I think there's another one coming. But let me show you this, because this is about what the it looks like from the highs of the money. This here is the U.S. M2 money supply as a percentage off the highs. So this is after they put all that money in. And they have already taken out about 4.6% going into 2023. Now, that's pretty interesting, but wait until you see further what I'm talking about. So they're taking the money out. They have no choice. We have such a raging inflation, and I don't have to explain that to anyone. You're buying the food. Your rents are high. Cost of services, labor is going through the roof. It's because inflation, meaning too much currency chasing too few goods, and they need to pull that currency out. So they're in a panic right now, because it's almost damned if you do, damned if you don't, I call it. If they raise interest rates from here, which they really kind of need to, the banking system would collapse. They hold too many U.S. treasuries. They bought at a low interest rate. Rates are really high. As you saw in the last program, the banks are in deep trouble. They got a tune of $600 billion in unrealized losses, and that doesn't count commercial real estate. So they can't raise rates because you'll see hundreds of banks collapsing. If they lower interest rates, which many believe for political reasons only, they're going to lower interest rates by September, they shouldn't be doing it. But if they did do it, you're going to see a massive pump up in inflation. Now, you won't notice it until after the election. So that's why it's kind of a rigged facade, and it's just really there to fool you. But lowering those rates would be a really bad deal. So take a look at this as far as an example of what they did compared to 2008. Now, in 2008, they called that what? The Great Financial Crisis? Look at this. Look at on the left there. They put $1 trillion into the system during the 2008 financial crisis, they called it, which was really almost a depression. And then they started taking the money out. We come all the way down to COVID. They did put in about $800 billion initially, and then look at this massive spike, $3.6 trillion initially they added, and now they're trying to pull it out. Now, total, we put in over $10 trillion, and it gets a little more complicated. We don't have to talk about right now. They did swaps. They do currency swaps. They print currency. They swap it for euros, and then they put euros in the reserve to make it look like one thing, but all it is smoke and mirrors. It's like a shell game. Wait until you see this chart. Now, this one's a doozy. You can't explain this anymore. Like, I don't care who someone is talking. When they can show you the real evidence, it helps you understand. And being that I have that financial background, I get it, and I know exactly what they're doing, but I contend we're at the end game. So take a look at this. Oop, that's not it. Let's go here, right there. Is a depression warning imminent? The M2 money supply growth year over year. Now, if you go back all the way back into the 1800s, when you see the zero line, that's a dotted line there, that is even. All the blue line spikes is money they added and then taken out. You notice when they go below zero, -1, -2, -3, we have great recessions and depression. If you can go here towards the middle, 1921, the Depression, we had 11% unemployment. Now, all of this, mind you, does bring in double-digit unemployment. And then, of course, that didn't work. We had the Roaring 20s because they added all that money back into the system, and then they took it out on purpose, mind you. Interesting, isn't it? The Great Depression, where it was -8% they had to take out because they put too much money in. 25% unemployment. Then since the Great Depression, they were able to manage putting money in, taking it out, putting in and taking it out. That's what the Federal Reserve does. Well, here we are to the right side, COVID. They put in staggering amount of money, trillions, and then they had to take it out. Look at this fall. Right now, on the right side, we are at minus 2%. And when you come across at minus 2, minus 3%, we've had not only depressions, but massive unemployment. Yes, maybe we're getting better at handling this, but we're at minus 2% right now. This does not lie. Here's the problem. Minus 2% isn't the end. We put so much in. They have to manage the inflation. So because they put too much currency into the inflation float, they now have to take it out. Well, the problem is we have to put a lot more currency back in because of the $10 trillion in reissuance of U.S. treasuries. I'm not sure what they're going to do, to be honest. That's why I contend these wars are in place. I contend something else is coming, some form of pandemic, something. They need a distraction. They need to blame it on maybe Russia or someone else. Minus 2% right now. Now, are we in depression? Doesn't seem like it, but the numbers don't lie. So is this to just get us by to the election? But after that election, watch out. This is the real number. Why you need gold and silver outside the system. I would go to Cornerstone Asset Metals, get yourself protected properly, and stay away from the large gold companies, because if they have gold in their name, their prices are outrageous. You can get twice as much silver going through Cornerstone than you would through these big companies. You don't need numismatics. And we will do a lot more video and podcast on how to do gold and silver, but there's $6 trillion sitting in the money market system. A lot of that needs to get protected, because I'll end it with this. Remember, the currency in the bank, the stocks in your brokerage accounts, it's not yours. It's in street name only. You've given the bank a loan. You're an unsecured creditor, which means you'll get paid back last. And the derivative holders get paid back first. That happened in the Dodd-Frank deal. Right now, we're at that point. We have to pull this stuff out. At the same time, we got to put it back in. It is a sloppy mess. You need to be protected. We don't know if these banks are going to be able to hold on, especially with the rise of BRICS. Very, very important time in history. One I would be watching out for, and don't for a minute think this is a normal time. I do believe we can get through it, but we have to do a crash and controlled burn of the system we have in place right now. It's probably why they're pushing for digital ID, digital currency, so they can control every step and every move we make. And as free people of the United States of America, that is unacceptable. And we just need to learn to say no. So until next time.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.